Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Giant, Paul DiTino. He's brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. Get back to the life you love. By Geico, 15 minutes could save you 50%
right,
or more on car insurance. He's up in Foxborough. He's not happy. By CSEA, Local 830, we work for you. And by Group 4 Auto, 4 is always less. The one and only Mr. Giant himself. He's in Foxborough. He's pumped up. The Giants are getting 17. Bet the money line. Here is Paul DiTino. Hi, Paul.
Hello, guys. I got a bone to pick with Minko. Is he still sitting there?
No, he's not. But pick it anyway.
Yeah,
what's up?
All right. Here's the deal. He gives you this gloomy weather forecast, and then, of course, you tell him it's sunny and nice outside the studio back home. Well, no sooner does he give that gloomy forecast, the skies opened up, and it's pouring up here in
really?
New England.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 20-mile-an-hour winds,
really?
About 51 degrees. It actually had stopped raining overnight until Minko came on with his weather report.
He jinxed it.
It's supposed to continue all day into the evening during the game, and wind gusts are going to be up
really?
To 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I will be on the field the entire night.
Wow.
I'm peachy thrilled.
I feel for you, Paul. Did you pack correctly? Are you prepared for all of this, at least?
Well, you know, because I do the MSG postgame with the Giants postgame show, so I have to be dressed in suit and tie with shoes and dressed appropriately for TV. Now, I did bring a rain slicker that does have a hood.
All right.
But that doesn't, you know, guys, you know what? You know, I'm such a football connoisseur. I'm a big X's and O's guy.
Right.
So during every game, when I get ready to do the postgame later on for locker room and player reaction, I'm logging every play, taking notes, watching four and five things on every play. If I'm doing that on the sidelines in the middle of a rainstorm, the pen is running, the paper is all mushy and gushy, and I can't do my usual work.
You know, Massachusetts is actually one of the few places in the country, probably more than a few, the weather is actually a lot worse than New York.
I was going to say,
you know what I mean? Like a lot worse
Illinois's
than New York.
Up there too, man.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of plays, more.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, you know. Yeah, it's brutal up there. Plus, you got, you know.
Now,
one...
on the flip side, fellas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the good news.
If there is a flip side for this, okay, it is that the miserable, miserable weather conditions can do crazy things to the football and cause a lot of unpredictability during the course of the night. And maybe it's a little bit of an evening out factor that could somewhat blunt the Patriots' heavy advantage in the game.
Well, I mean, the thing about the Patriots, and I say this caveat, that they have beaten up on some horrific teams like the New York Jets, like the Miami Dolphins, like the Washington Redskins. But the numbers they've put up, Paul, defensively, forget the offense, defensively, it doesn't even look real. I mean, when you look at the lack of points, lack of yards, and this one really jumps at me, Paul, they stop you on third down at like an 88% clip. They have put up numbers that don't even look real defensively so far this year.
It is ridiculous. I believe opposing teams are like 8 of 63 on third down conversions, which is just mind-boggling to me. You look at their plus 11, I believe, in takeaway turnover ratio, which is also, I think they have 11 interceptions, I believe, that leads the league. And so that's certainly part of that, but not all of it. They've got 24 sacks to lead the NFL. Carolina's second with 20. They'll send all kinds of phantom blitzes and four and five and six man fronts at you. You never know who's coming. I mean, that's the whole Belichick way. It's just the way it is. I mean, they're nasty. The thing about it, though, is really funny, and you guys both know this. It's not like they've got a bunch of future Hall of Famers on this defense.
No.
They just play a great scheme, and they play incredibly well together. Every one of those players knows what he's supposed to do, does what he's supposed to do, and also does it in unison with the guy next to him.
All right. No Ingram, no Barkley, no Gallman, no Shepard.
Yeah.
How did the Giants possibly win this game? Seriously.
Well, their best ray of hope, they've got actually two things that they can hope for. besides the weather, which is an unknown factor, and we all know the ball is oblong and it does funny things when it's wet and when it's blown in different directions. But the other thing that they can hope for is that early in the game, that they control the clock with time of possession, that they're able to use the short passing game, and they're able to run the ball with the combination of Eli Penny, who's going to get a lot more carries, I think, in this one than he has so far, and obviously John Hilleman. They got to do that. If they cannot control the time of possession in the first half, it's going to be very hard for them to remain competitive when the third quarter begins. So that's number one. You figure, in a way, they want to be what the Yankees are. You know how the Yankees shorten the game with the bullpen?
Right.
You know, they play basically, get me 5 innings out of the starter because we're shortening the game with the bullpen. What the Giants want to be able to do is shorten the game by staying as close as they can in the first half, keeping the ball out of Brady's hands, doing what they can with the running game. Because remember, the Patriots don't have much of a running game. If there is one really sore spot on this team that they don't do well, they don't run the ball well. Yards per carry, they're like in the bottom five of the NFL. And I think they're 21st in the league in rushing yards per game at 99 a pop. They're not a good running team. So if the Giants can somehow force a couple incompletions or maybe the wind and the weather helps that, and Brady with his passing game gets a little bit off track and gives the Giants a couple of possessions, well, they got to milk the clock as long as they can to stay somewhat competitive on the scoreboard into the third quarter. And then it's like, well, it's a two-quarter game in bad weather. Anything can happen. Yeah. That's got to be the way they got to attack this.
Let's look at some of these injuries, because I think you look ahead to next week and you see the schedule become a little bit more realistic with Arizona, Detroit, and all that. Let's start with Sterling Shepard. This is bad. I mean, Paul, two concussions now. My gut tells me we're not going to see him for a while when you're dealing with a head injury like that again.
Logic and experience tells you that he's going to be out for some weeks. How many? Lord only knows how he heals. The independent concussion protocol people from the NFL, as you know, will control that. So it's not like he can do anything to help himself, and the team can't do anything to help him. But obviously, past experience and track record of guys in his predicament are going to be out several weeks. That's just the nature of the human body.
What about Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram, I really thought, I'll be honest with you, I really thought, despite the report that came out from one of the TV networks, it did not appear that serious. Saw him working out earlier this week at practice. He was doing some of the individual drills. Was he sore? Was he nicked up? Coach even said the one day they did give him off and limited him because he was sore. I didn't really have reason to believe or suspect that it was going to be that bad. Well, he's out of this game. Maybe it's a blessing, because a guy who's got a sore knee, whatever it is, he's got a sore knee, you play him in this kind of conditions up in Foxborough, chances are it's going to get a heck of a lot worse.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a blessing that he's held out of this game.
Yeah. How about the, on the defensive side, though? Because the Patriots, you mentioned not running the ball great, but their offense overall hasn't been great. I mean, it hasn't been what you would think the Pats would be. So, looking at it just from that defensive side, I know the linebacker, I guess Ogletree's back. Is he playing in this game?
Ogletree's expected to play. He did work on his hamstring week. He's expected to go. Tay Davis is out of concussion protocol, so that's the second linebacker they'll have back in the lineup. And I think it's going to be a game-time decision for Lorenzo Carter. Mm. He's got a neck injury.
Right, okay. So, I mean, you know, maybe you could do some things defensively against them. I mean, maybe.
Well, here's what they got to do. Considering that Edelman and Gordon are also on the injured list. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are they not questionable? You probably have that in front of you. Both of those guys are nicked up coming in. You have to believe that James White is going to be a huge part of the Patriots game plan, not necessarily as a runner, but as a receiver out of the backfield. God knows Woodhead, Shane Vereen, James White. They got these guys. They go to the Kmart and they just pick up these running backs who become incredibly dangerous out of the backfield.
No doubt.
That's what the Patriots do.
No doubt.
And if you watch the Giants linebacking situation last week, in fact, actually, it's been kind of this way for most of the season, they get destroyed by running backs coming out of the backfield. Mm. I mean, what did Cook do to them? In that game Sunday. It was horrible. So So, you know, if you're the Giants, you pretty much have to know James White's going to be a huge part of this Patriots game plan, and you have to hope that the upgrades and the health of the linebackers you have going into the lineup tonight are going to be better suited to try to contain that part of the Patriots game plan.
Do you expect Saquon next Sunday?
You know, from listening to him talk and from watching him do what he's done at practice, you guys have seen the video that I posted on Twitter. I believe he thinks that he's going to play. But as we've said many times over, he might believe he's healthy enough to play. He might think he's going to play. But the Giants' ultra-conservative medical staff, which they lean heavily upon, is going to make the call, and they're going to tell him whether or not he's going to get to play. So I know that's maybe not the answer you want, Evan, but it's the honest answer.
Mm. They covered a number tonight?
Joe.
17.
How many pro football games have you watched in your lifespan?
A lot, I'll say.
Okay,
that.
And how many times has weather just totally
so
altered what everybody
points.
Thought was
so
going to happen?
You're telling me I should take the Giants in the points tonight. That's what you're saying.
No, what I'm telling you is I'm not foolish enough to predict anything on this game tonight, right? Because expect the unexpected. I don't think the Giants will win the game. I'd be crazy to think that. They're heavy underdogs. They should be heavy underdogs. Just look at the players on each side of the field. But at the same time, to give you any confidence in how this game will play out to get to the final score that it's going to be, I would not even try to guess. You're not looking out the window like I am right now.
No,
you
I
should
know.
See these trees
no,
going
very,
and this rain
bro,
coming down.
I am so happy that I am not looking at that. I mean, my demeanor would be so, I'm actually in a pretty good mood right now. I think I'm going to play golf later. It's actually nice enough. My demeanor would be so bad if I was sitting in that kind of weather. So I understand. Paul, I feel for you, man. I do.
All right, well, here's what I want you to do. As punishment to Minko for his gloomy weather report,
right.
Okay, which enticed the rain to fall down upon me here in New England,
right.
I suggest you get him on in the cellar and tell him he's got to join me on the sideline tonight.
God, he'd actually love it.
I'm sure he probably would. Minko would be all over that.
Oh, yeah, he'd be up for that. Well, it'll be fun to watch at least. Maybe the weather will make things ugly and messy.
We'll be
well,
watching.
One other thing, fellas, before I go, and you want to talk about seriously impacts on the game and the weather and what could sway the game one way or another. If there's any way in the world the Giants really do have a solid advantage, it's in special teams. Their special teams has been spectacular this year. And obviously Mike Nugent, the former Jet and a guy who was in Giant camp a couple years back, is now the kicker for the Pats. And he's not nearly as automatic as the two Hall of Famers that used to kick for them.
Oh, yeah. It's weird to even think and see a place kicker not named Gostkowski and obviously Vinatieri before
that.
So seeing Mike Nugent there is a little strange.
That's for sure.
It is
very strange.
So that deal, you know, special teams coverage units, especially the Giants coverage units, have been sensational.
Yep.
And I'll take Rosas over Nugent any day. Yeah. So that would be one area you could heavily favor the Giants.
Yep. Yeah, he missed an extra point last week, too, Nugent. So.
Yeah, it seems everybody does these days.
Well, that's true.
Paul, enjoy it.
All right, Paul. Hang in there, Paul.
All right, fellas.
P-Dot, Paul DeTino. You'll hear him on this radio station.
Thank God we're not there for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because it's not just the rain. It's cold and it's windy.
Oh, 50 degrees. The wind's blowing.
Yeah. That's a tough game to sit through. Not fun.
Yep. Be nice. I'll be on a couch, bro.
Yes, it's a nice safe place.
Be in the recliner.
In the recliner. Could flip to the Rays game, the Rays Astros game.
And I probably will do that.
I love going to sporting events, but there is something very cool about being at home.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes, there is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.